A lot of things winding down as we close out 2017. One of them is a massive military base in Seoul, South Korea. The Yongsan Garrison has been a headquarters for American forces since the early 1950s. But now the U.S. military is closing down the base and shifting personnel to a new headquarters south of the capital. Yongsan has definitely left a mark on South Korea. For some, it was a pipeline to Western culture. Some others are just glad to see it go. Jason Strother has our story from Seoul.
A concrete wall topped with concertina wire is the only part of the Yongsan garrison most people here ever get to see. But Shin Junhyun remembers when he was a teenage guitarist in the 50s, he was invited inside the base to entertain U.S. soldiers. Shin says he didn't have a clue about American music before he started gigging on the bass. But he says by listening to American 45s on the jukebox and hearing music broadcast over Armed Forces Korea radio, he got the hang of it. He and the others took what they learned inside the Yongsan base and brought it out from behind the walls. Today, Shin Junhyun is known as the godfather of Korean rock. Shin says he's nostalgic for the place where he got his start, especially now that it will soon be no more. The Yongsan garrison was like my home, he says. It's where I grew up and played music. It means that the culture of my generation will be gone, and I feel sad because it means I'll be gone too. The Yongsan garrison influenced more than just Korean rock.
We see it as a window to see the modern Korean culture.
Daniel Oh is co-creator of Yongsan Legacy, an online forum dedicated to the garrison's history. He says that the base was both a conduit for American culture as well as a creator of jobs because the U.S. military played such an oversized role in South Korea's post-war development. Oh is 43 and grew up near the base, but he says, like most Koreans, he had no idea what goes on behind its walls.
As if it was a black hole inside the city.
For Kang Tae-an, who also grew up outside the base, the best thing to come out of it was American food.
Fried apple pie. I love that.
She tells me when she was a kid in the 70s, her father had a pass that allowed him to go on post, and he brought home groceries that you just couldn't get in South Korea at that time. Kang says that made her house really popular with friends.
After school, all my friends, they're coming to visit my places and open my refrigerator. And all the stuff like chocolates and ice cream and peanut butter and then jams, it's a really wonderful one.
Kang now leads food tours in Seoul, and she says neighborhoods around the Yongsan garrison were the first to have American-style restaurants and bakeries. The Yongsan garrison has also inspired Korean filmmakers, like in the 2006 monster movie, The Host.
Start pouring. Pour them into the sink. Excuse me?
It has an American military mortician on the Yongsan base ordering his Korean assistant to dump toxic liquids down the drain.
Just empty every bottle to the very last drop.
It's just these are toxic chemicals, and the regulations state that.
Pour them right down the drain, Mr. Kim.
It's actually based on a true story, except the part about how the chemicals created a bloodthirsty creature. Shin Soo-yun is an environmental activist with Green Korea, and she says The Host made South Koreans more aware of what's hidden behind the garrison's walls.
Now, when people talk about that movie, it instantly reminds them of the pollution on the U.S. base. So when we protest against the U.S. military, we say the monster is still here.
Shin adds now that the base is scheduled to be made into a park, it seems like America is making her country clean up the mess that it's leaving behind. South Korea's Environment Ministry has found high levels of groundwater contamination in and around the Yongsan garrison. The Seoul Metropolitan Government wants the U.S. military to clean the sewer system at the base before transferring the land to the city. When I contacted U.S. Forces Korea for a comment, they sent a statement saying that the responsibilities for addressing environmental damage are outlined in a treaty that the U.S. signs with host countries. The statement concludes, "Our number one priority remains ensuring the continued health and safety of our service members, families, civilian workforce, and Korean neighbors." Some of the garrison's neighbors don't buy that. When I met 42-year-old Kim Eun-hee, she was handing out flyers that detail how the U.S. military has polluted the area. She says it's hard to see any positive things that have ever come from the base.
The treaty is so unfair to us and gives so many advantages to the U.S. We feel there isn't much we can do to punish them.
To Kim, this is the real legacy of the U.S. military's Yongsan garrison. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.